You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Happy Monday, April 21st to you. Whirlwind 48 hours for me in Chicago. I'm back. I appreciate John, who's with me, and Brad for holding it down while I was gone on Friday. Certainly did a good job of listening to a lot of the show on my way up to the shine. Now I'm back, and a couple of things happened while I was gone. Number one, looked like the Grizzlies won a play-in game. Looked like there was a lot of joy in downtown Memphis. As the Grizzlies assured us that they are still better than the Dallas Mavericks. It was good to see. There was joy. And then you step on into the wide open that is the playoffs, and you got the vulture there watching you. The vulture that is OKC. And John had told me last week, he had schooled me, Brad. He had said, Jason, you know this OKC's team's got like the second best rating ever in the NBA history behind only your 96 Bulls. I said, oh, is that right? Well, that could get ugly. And boy, did it. Worst ever game one loss in NBA history. Hey, take the organizations off just in terms of the 51-point drubbing. Yeah, I was on my way back as all that was happening. 131-80. We will talk about it. We'll talk about what's ahead. Got to play them again tomorrow. Let's go! It's fun. No, it could be. I mean, you could actually get a couple of here, right? Maybe one. No. Nobody. Nobody around here believes that. Boy. To even call that humbling. And Harrington pointed out something to me that I'd forgotten because it's been a couple of years. But you think about the last time out in the playoffs. How many did you lose to by the Lakers in that last one? About 40?
Something like that.
I think he pointed out about like 40 points. And then you lose this one by 51. That's two tough, real tough beatings here, separated by a couple years. I know they don't mean anything. It was different teams, but these have not been good experiences, and I expect the rest to go the same. Nuggets, Timberwolves, Warriors all up 1-0. After game one wins, and then the East, no surprises, because I think 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of seeds all won. Tonight you got Pistons, Knicks, Clippers, Nuggets. We will get to it. NFL draft starts on Thursday. I'm excited about that. I know John is as well. They've got the number 6 pick. Titans number 1. I think we know what they're going to do. Better take a quarterback. And then you got Memphis football. Got the spring game this week, right? We're paying attention, aren't we? Good. Glad everybody's here and glad everybody's accounted for. Thank you again for Friday.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for Saturday. No thank you for Saturday. That was yesterday. Sorry, Sunday. I don't know what day it is. He is risen. Grizz were not. He's grizzing. You like that?
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, that was a disgusting basketball game, if ever there were one. The Grizzlies lost by 5 trillion points to the Oklahoma City Thunder and were never even in it. And I'm going to be honest, what makes it even more depressing is that there's nothing the Grizzlies can do. There's literally no adjustment they can make. There's no wrinkle they can throw. They have just run into a guillotine, a buzzsaw, a machine, whatever you want to say. And the only drama in this series is whether or not the Grizzlies can keep a game within single digits, as far as I'm concerned. Because what's this now, 10 in a row you've lost to them? I think I saw that stat yesterday. So, yeah, it is ownage at this point. By the and look, that's going to happen to a lot of teams. But this is why we were sort of having the conversations about, you know, preferred paths, right?
Actually, this is probably better. I've talked myself into it. I'll tell you why later.
But we will get into what game one meant. And, you know, at least for me, why it's not one of those things where I'm just going to say, okay, flush it. You got game two on Tuesday. It's very different feeling for me when it comes to the way that one went. So we'll get into all that today on the show. Jeff Calkins at 125, Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock. But yeah, the Grizzlies, I guess, did avoid complete history. They did not finish with the worst playoff loss ever in the history of the NBA, but it was 131-80. It was just
5th biggest,
embarrassing,
and largest game one ever.
They had 36 points at the half. I mean, it was just, I mean, you look up and down this Thunder roster, Aaron Wiggins had 21, Lou had 12, Shai Gilgeous only had 15. He didn't even have to do anything. Isaiah Hartenstein kept throwing in floaters over Edie. Chet Holmgren had 19 and 10. Jalen Williams had 20. Grizzlies got 17 from Ja, 17 from Marvin Bagley. That's it in terms of double-figure scores. You got your ass beat. It was a flaying, really, is what it was. It was a flaying on Easter. And, I mean, obviously I stopped paying attention after half. Like, you know, I would kind of leave the room, come back in. So I get people seem to be really excited about Marvin Bagley. But, folks, if we're in a situation where Marvin Bagley is the game two adjustment, it is over. It is already over. And so, you know, now the question is, do the Grizzlies get one? Do they win one game? But the offseason is rapidly approaching. And, This is just going to be a sweep, Jason.
Here's what I would say about game one, and in particular, I'll start with the guy that you mentioned, Marvin Bagley. Folks are talking about, you know, maybe we should see more of him. Here's, if nothing else, this is what that should be. How can Marvin Bagley III outplay Jaren Jackson Jr., the guy that you're about to give, what is it, a max contract to? And we can, you know, last week and John, up until this, you and I've kind of forced you to on front office and how the roster is the issue because you can't pin it on Taylor Jenkins anymore.
Yep.
We've said you've put too much youth around this big three, but let's talk about that big three in that game. You know, Jaren giving you 4 and 3 in 29 minutes, and you're about to go all in with this guy in terms of contract because he's likely to make third team all NBA, at least the experts around here have educated me. It looks like he's going to do it. I think even I saw somebody over at ESPN, one of their guys had him third team. I've seen him third team on a bunch. He's going to make it. Mm. Oh, boy. And then Bane, you know, who'd been pretty good here down the stretch, gives you 9? No need to talk about climbing right now or roster around big three or what are they going to do with head coach. When Jaren Jackson Jr. is out there in 29 minutes getting outplayed by Marvin Bagley III, I'm sorry. That is ridiculous at this point in Jaren's career. It's ridiculous for Bane with as much as this franchise depends on him. And I'm not going to sit up here and absolve Ja either. He couldn't hit a thing from three. He was 1 of 6, 6 of 17. It's the entire big three. Mm. That's how you come back? They didn't look like they wanted to be out there, John. They looked like they were ready to call it a year, at least for most of what I saw in that game. The little bit I saw, didn't need to see a bunch. It's ridiculous, man. Let Marvin Bagley the third's performance
be a reminder to us that you need more from this guy you're about to give the max contract to. Because, again, that's what it becomes about. Having this big three all paid. Ja, you're going to have to pay again. Mm-hmm. But right now, all locked in. And this is what they do against, I realize, it may be the best team ever. By my 96 Bulls. This is how you come out and perform?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm going to tell you, though. And you see if you'll buy this. It's actually better. It's actually better we didn't bow out. Had to convey the pick to Washington. Yeah. It's better because now you're going to get a real, true sort of look at what you are. And again, yeah, you could tell you, well, second best team ever. It was going to look bad for anybody. Mm. Man, look at where the collapse has left you. Look at this big three that you're about to lock in. Now, this is real, what you're about to see the rest of this series. Now, this is where your team, what is it, third youngest in the NBA? You've been rudderless, essentially, for the last few years. Everyone's passed you. Woo! But no need today to yell at Zach Kleiman and say this is on you for roster or, talk about the difficult situation felt like you set up with the coaches and Taylor Jenkins. I mean, Taylor was in a situation where he was asking for it. You're not playing Zach Edey. You know, we focused so much on that. I wouldn't look past Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, and Ja Morant.
Yeah.
They said they can't play worse. I hope not.
I mean, I don't think there's any way.
But I don't think any worse. Better is the problem is going to make any difference against this Oklahoma City team. What an embarrassment in front of the rest of the NBA that how can any front office around the rest of the league that's real and, you know, has a bit of credibility look at this one and say, oh, they're doing, it's under control, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're becoming a joke of the league if not you're not already there. And by the time this series is over, that they're all going to be laughing at you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think on some level, hopefully you had some idea of what this big three was capable of doing without being completely decapitated by the Thunder. But I think what it does show is that it's like, all right, here's the gap. I mean, but on some level, the returns were in. Minnesota passed you. You used to be ahead of Minnesota. Houston passed you. You used to be ahead of Houston. Oklahoma City has passed you. You used to be ahead of Oklahoma City. All these teams already passed you. So this is just like the final like nail in the coffin. Like that cements it that you've been passed up by the teams that used to be in front of. Yeah. And there's nothing that you can blame, right? I don't get to blame a 25 game suspension. I don't get to blame a season ending injury. I don't get to blame any of that. I just have the evidence, which is that there was a time 3 years ago where we believed that the big three between Ja, Jaren, and Bane would be good enough when those three were on the floor. It is not. It is not. If the goal is to win a championship, we used to talk like that around here. We used to talk about finals. We used to talk about titles. That's absurd. You can't really have that conversation credibly with the roster as currently constructed. And I don't think there's really a panacea out there that can fix it. Doesn't mean you don't try. You obviously have to do something. But you know, this is not going to be enjoyable. This is going to be open heart surgery. What the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to do to you over the next three games, and then it'll be a season, and then you know we'll go into this very pivotal offseason. But none of this is going to be enjoyable. It's going to hurt a lot.
Again, perhaps it can be, that's what this needs to be. That's why I said perhaps it can be, I say a good thing, it doesn't necessarily sound effective in that the conversation changes about roster, it changes about coach going into the offseason, it becomes about this big three. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you can continue to go forward with that, and that would be sort of a moving forward.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you're playing this series, seeing how ineffective this three that you're locked into and will be even more locked into might be good for you, mm-hmm. because it might sort of. I mean, if nothing else, it's educating you on.
Yeah.
This is year seven for Jaren. What are we saying? It's going to be 9, 10 when he's done with the foul issues and he's rebounding well enough to take on this OKC front line. I mean, they'll get with Bane. You know, he's clearly a number three, but he's getting number two-ish money. You know that and then Ja, who's you can't dismiss from any of this, because staying on the floor, what was it, 50 games this year? You know, that's been an issue. The injuries are an issue. It's but again, this can be informative and good for the franchise in that, are you really going to do this? Instead of thinking, again, we can fix it with more veteran players around the big three, or we can fix it with this coach or that coach. Perhaps, again, it's good in the sense that we need to move it forward. You need to be thinking, can you get it done with this three? Because I would, again, year 7, 4, and 3, you know, what is this for Bane? 5, 4, whatever it is, 9 points, 3 of 12. I expect them. I know Bane's going to bounce back. I don't know about Jaren, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't have a lot of confidence right now.
Because he does not look good ever against these types of front lines.
That's right.
Some caller made the point, I think it was Jeff, that there's a point out there where Caruso's on Jaren out on the perimeter. And you're not backing that. You're not backing him down.
Yeah,
you just because he's a 7-foot perimeter player.
Yep,
and his rebounds tell you so. So you tell me you want to lock in, you know, 300 whatever million it's going to be, for a guy who's only going to get you 3 rebounds when it's go time.
Yep,
I don't care if they're better than the 96 Bulls. I need more rebounds out of my 7-footer. I need more physicality in year 7. Maybe he can't do that.
Right.
Ask yourself if you want to lock in with it.
Yeah.
And telling yourself, well, he'll grow out of it. Again, I could go down the list with the big three, but that's where this can be good that you're playing the series in the sense that we're having, and more importantly, the front office is having a serious conversation about the big three, because what you can't afford is to keep telling yourself it's roster or coach. You get into next year, this thing's a mess. All these guys want out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at that point, when they're giving you playoff performances like this, and this is characteristic for Jaren. Drew Hill had his playoff performances have not been good, period. But back to it. You know, this is all they're going to give you? I'm not waiting until they're demanding trades because they don't believe in me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be instructive in that way, us playing this nasty series. And that you got to get serious, not just about the roster, the big three.
Yeah, and I mean, I do.
What are you going to pay everybody?
That's
pay
right.
Up, pay I the mean, bill, pay the cost.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is definitely some
The conversations move forward a little bit here, maybe perhaps as a result of what's happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better than Dallas.
That's right.
For what that's worth. Dallas minus Kyrie.
You're better than the Kings.
They're right now. You're better than the Kings.
You know.
But the big three is supposed to be what? Contender, right?
Right.
If you put the right pieces around them.
Yes.
Not when they're giving you 4 and 3.
I mean, it's just all about like
in 29 minutes.
It's all about positioning. It's like, do you expect this team to compete for a championship? Because if you do, obviously it can't. If you're okay with it, just kind of living in this 7, 8, 9, 10 purgatory, then yeah, it's fine. And you know, you could say, well, it's better than not being in the playoffs. You know,
are you okay with it with a player? I realize he's not perfect, but a player of Josh.
I especially when it's
potential.
when it's been two seed.
When you've seen a couple of 2 seeds in a row, you were a 2 seed this year until you absolutely collapsed.
Right. I mean, that's the piece of it that was set up
by the front office and the coaching situation. Taylor Jenkins, rogue coach.
Yes. But what happened? I mean, obviously, I didn't expect it to get to 56, but I mean, we talked about the Thunder last week, number 2 highest net rated team in the history of this entire league behind your 96 Bulls, better than the 73 win Warriors, better than the Heat when LeBron James. I mean, what pick a team? They're better than all of them.
If you were having a barbecue, we're not here. We may be here after these next 3-4 games. Mm-hmm. If you were having a barbershop easy conversation, you got 3 pieces.
Well, I go to a salon
conversation,
men's grooming. You know. I mean, I don't do the
with
whole
Diane.
Barbershop.
Diane does your hair.
Yeah, I mean, barbershop thing is still like it's a cultural thing. But
you and Diane are talking at the salon, and she's clipping your hair.
Yeah, Audrey, but yes.
And you're saying, which of these big three pieces is the most tradable? Could get you the most back? Could you actually go on to success with because of the haul for one of them? You put it with the other two.
Yeah.
And then you got something that isn't getting blown out by 51 in a game one.
Yeah.
Do you got it, Audrey?
I don't think Audrey would necessarily have
that. Well, okay, let's do it this way. Audrey's asking you.
Yeah.
John, which one can we move on from?
Yeah.
Listen, Jaren's a 7-footer.
Right.
He only got 3 rebounds. They're killing us.
Yeah.
I'm tired of John not playing. Bane went 3-for-12.
Rough.
Which one's movable? Audrey? John?
I mean, I think if you're going...
Which one's the most movable gets me a haul?
If you're going into that territory where you're deciding to get off of one, it would have to be Desmond Bane. Because he is the least... He's the least marketable, right? He's the least
marketable.
Right. You can't market
him. I'm worried about winning
a
playoff series now.
You know, that distinction would go to the guy that has the signature shoe who just wore his first Ja 3, right, that he unveiled yesterday.
Yeah, that thing's cold, I tell you what.
So you can't trade Ja because he's the most marketable. And he's also going to get you the least return because of his injury history, his off-the-court stuff.
Ja will get me the least return.
I believe so because of all the other things that, you know, plus he's going to have to get paid. Right, in
that
a couple
is
of years.
True on John. Now that's coming up.
So you have that. Jaren, you can't part with because he's your defensive identity. What little defensive identity you have, he is. He's your defensive player of the year. He's an all NBA guy, we believe, third team. So I can't trade him. Bane is a tradable guy. He's clean cut. He's a good team guy. He's a shooter. You know, it's a movable contract. I'm not saying he's going to get back. Something that's better, though, is the problem. It's like, what will Bane return that's going to be ultimately better? What will any of these guys return that will be ultimately better than what they have? I mean, I think that's the issue. It's like, okay, I think we could all come together and we could say, all right, who's the most tradable? But what does trading them accomplish? What does it achieve? What do I get back? What is the deal in front of me? You know, I would really need to know that, you know, before I just say, all right, you got to do it, right? Like, so it's a... I would look to see what else I can do around those guys, you know, before I hit that button. But again, I don't really know what I can do outside those guys. You know, what assets do I mean? GG's stock fell like a rock this year. Vince Williams doesn't even play anymore, so he's out of the equation. You know, Santi sign and trade I know has been mentioned, but everybody knows what
he had 5-4. He had, you know, every opportunity to step up and did not.
He can't guard, and other teams know that. Although you got to spend money on somebody.
Now, I know this is an indestructible unit. I've heard some of it already, so you can't measure it against this OKC team. Measure yourselves fairly. Stop. Because this is what you're locked into, and the question becomes, are you going to lock in more to this three? OKC, yeah, impressive during the regular season, clearly. They took all those great picks that they made, and they went out. I was telling John this and Bennett this over the weekend. Like they you add the Hartensteins and Carusos to it. That's how you get super like that. That's where the Grizzlies have failed. But this isn't some team that's guaranteed a championship.
Yeah,
it's not done yet. They're not the '96 Bulls yet.
Yeah,
and so that's my point is that we can say this is them, the Bulls, one of the best teams we've ever seen. Yeah, regular season, but they haven't proven that yet in the playoffs, and so. It can absolutely be and should be a some sort of test that is fair, especially when you are at the point in their careers that this big three is, and more importantly, you're at the point where you're deciding, Jaren, All-NBA, got to pay you. Ja coming up, got to pay you again. Bane already at 200. And just think that this is where the conversation now should be.
It's not even, Jason, it's not about the damn Thunder, bro. It's about the fact that you lost the season series to the Nuggets. You lost the season series to the Warriors. You lost the season series to the Lakers. You lost the season series to Oklahoma City. You lost the season series to every single team that actually matters in the West. Like, it's not just about it. This has been a slow march to walk up and get your head cut off.
Yeah.
Well, we've all known that this was coming. Like
that goes to climbing though, and more importantly, I mean, Jaren and all that. Jaren during the regular seasons, you know, that's one thing. And you're right. I mean, it was all blowing up, and it's been all season long. So we saw this coming, but the way this is ending for this three that we are saying we are locked into that if you put the right coach and the right pieces around, it will be a team that can beat this OKC team. That's crap. It's garbage.
Yeah.
And so the season was Kleiman having Taylor Jenkins and Isolo basically as adversaries. You lose team, everything else. And yes, they couldn't beat the good teams during the season. But what this is informing you is that your big three ain't got a chance. And let me tell you what, I mean, it was against most good teams this year when they were out there, too. It wasn't just OKC. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. I guess it doesn't matter that it's OKC or who it's happening to. It happened all year. So, again, but my point, that points us back to Kleiman. That's true. And it is on Kleiman. Kleiman's got to make a decision about the roster. He's got to make a decision about the coach. But now I think my point is that I think the conversation is different. Needs to be some decision-making.
Oh, yeah.
On the big three.
Yeah.
That's where I was not before this weekend. That's where I am now. And I think a lot of others are too. And I maybe right maybe already, rightfully so. Rightfully, right. Even after one game.
Yeah.
Some will say we need to hold this conversation off. Let's see what the rest of the series looks like, whatever else. We just know you got money questions coming up.
No, we don't need to wait for this series. I mean, the Grizzlies are not we know winning what's about a to game. Happen. They're not winning a game in this series, guys. Like There's nothing there. Number one, the Grizzlies don't have Brandon Clark and Jalen Wells. I mean, that they're coming in banged up as is. Secondly, we know they backed into this thing to begin with. Like the Thunder they don't let up. I think that's the thing. And it doesn't really matter for them whether they're home or on the road. Like they play this, their role players are going to play the same way.
Yeah.
Aaron Wiggins had 21, I'm pretty sure, in that game here in the regular season. Like it just really doesn't matter where it is. So they're minus 120 to sweep, and I still think that's a little cheap. I mean, is it possible the Grizz could take a game four down 3-0? I guess, but there's no tweak that the Grizzlies can magically make here. Like this Thunder team is matchup proof. Yes, it's about the Grizzlies in some way, but it's also about the way that the Thunder have built their team. And they're healthy. And so, you ran into it. That's why we kept saying, please, don't play this Thunder team. Please, please, please. Anything but the 8 seed. Anything but, you know. So, if you were surprised by yesterday, you were just being naive. I mean, just hoping against hope that there would be. I mean, they were 13-point underdogs, and they're 14.5-point underdogs in game two. You know? What would be different? I mean, I realize that, you know, it's the playoffs, and these are professionals, and the job is to put it behind you, but when you're this much at a disadvantage, you know, I don't really see another outcome.
Yeah, again, I'm looking at Jaren's, you know, playoff career here, and you tell me how much better it looks yesterday if Jalen Wells and Brandon Clark are out there. Sure, it makes it easier
right.
for Jaren Jackson Jr.
No, you're right.
And I know Bagley's playing in garbage time. I'm sure somebody will. Jason, that's a big difference. I mean, Jaren's going up against the big guys. Mm-hmm. 4-3? Four and three.
That's unacceptable.
From a man we're saying is untradeable?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe that's what's changed is that all of these guys, and I know, you know, we look at Jaren as this defensive centerpiece, and he is. He's what's kept you a real, you know, in terms of a defensive team the last few years under Taylor Jenkins, because you've had a guy who's been defensive player of the year, you've been one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't with him in toward the end of the season. You'd still lost your identity. He's essentially a 7-foot guard. That's what he is.
Yep.
When he allows Caruso to hold him out on the perimeter, doesn't take him on down, what do you think? You think he's a 7-foot big man? He's not.
Yeah.
And so what you have essentially is three perimeter players as the big three. Nobody rebounds in the big three.
Yeah.
Not to the degree of a big man. I don't want to take anything away from Bane. I think he out rebounded Jaren or close to it on the season. My point, he rebounds pretty good for whatever it is, a 6'4 guard, shorter arms, everything else, but he got no business.
Right.
Jaren being out rebounded, whatever else. But that's my point, is you're gonna lock in with this big three and none of them are the walking double-double that you would expect to have in a big three.
Yeah.
At least all the big threes I know, most of them got a rebounder in there.
Yeah. So that was a brutal afternoon.
We can protect these guys if we want to, but that's probably where the conversation should be, is on them after a performance like that. How many times are we going to hear, yeah, this is on me, I got to be better?
Mm-hmm.
Been doing this for 7 with Jaren.
Yeah.
For 6 with Ja.
Rough. Rough day, man. Rough day at the office for the Grizzlies. Three games between them and the offseason, which is going to be quite pivotal in terms of what's next. I mean, whether it's a four-game series or a five-game series, it really doesn't make much consequence. You know, we know where this thing is going. And
worst game one loss in NBA playoff history.
Oof.
That's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. Doesn't matter where you're going, cross town, cross country, they can handle that move for you. You know the horror stories. People have used certain moving companies in the past, and those hidden fees show up. You don't have to worry about that with Black Tie. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agreed to. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. You're going to be glad you went with my friends at Black Tie. But you got to call them. 316-6196 is the number. Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. A little bit later in the show, we're going to continue to do it because mama didn't raise no punk, man.
It was 40 to the Lakers.
40, right.
Years ago.
And that was a closeout, but so it was a little more embarrassing. It was, but
51 last two times out is what it is.
We are going to do Fade Brad a little bit later in the show. It is my understanding that Brad is off to a 5-1 start.
Good grief!
What the hell, Yante? I mean,
you
what?
We joked about this last year, but then he would quickly go bad
which
again.
Means
we only had to joke. But
if you're fading Brad, you're going to be 1-5. Now, a lot of that does include the play-in. We are now in the playoffs, so I do expect that record to get worse. All right, but we're off to a rough start. So let's hope that our golden goose can go cockeyed again at some point.
Because this particular program, it deserves a lot of significant preparation for that segment. What time are we thinking around for that?
12:40.
12:40. 12:40.
We got respect burgers today.
I want to do a good job for you guys. And again, this was always bound to happen because these are integrity picks, as Jason has pointed out many times. We're not here capping. Like, I'm telling you what I feel. You know?
He's telling us what he really thinks.
Occasionally, I'm right. Occasionally,
again,
I'm not.
Not averse to changing it to tail Brad Carson. Should he be hot through a more of a sample size?
Right.
Now, the percentages play themselves out. It's like a bad batter. Eventually, that average goes down.
Yeah, I mean,
anybody can have a bad week, man.
You know,
for a good process. It was our process last year. Hit on 56, 57 if you were fading percent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, trust it.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, the reality is like.
And the 1, 2, 3s, and 4s all won in the East.
Yes.
You know, it's been easy so far.
You would have had it has been easy
except
so far.
For, yeah. Well, no, even so Golden State was favored, John, yeah. as you were pointing out to me last night. You know, Houston just did not look ready, especially early on for that level. Yes.
But because I've been riding with the Grizzlies, and we just bet on Friday's games, we didn't know they'd have a game on Monday. You know, we averted, another. You probably would have gotten one there because I've been riding with the Grizzlies, so I got to reevaluate that.
Yes. So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. But let's hear from you. 445-0929.
Hey, all right.
We're going to take calls.
Brad loves it.
How are you feeling about the Memphis Grizzlies? Either in this series or at large. I'm going to keep it real simple. Take us through your emotions, right? As a Memphian, you see that. I mean, how long did you stay with it? Surely you had other things you could have been doing, right? Like, you could have gone outside and, gotten into a car and driven into the garage and turned it on and shut the garage door, right? You could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
You could have,
climbing big three or coach?
Well, can I say all three? I mean, I think that's a shared loss, because climbing, not enough around those guys. Those guys didn't show up at all. I mean, John
I guess
Moran,
they did in
say,
the play-in game. You would
yeah,
say,
yeah, but
they
I mean,
sure didn't. And I realize, and what it needs to be said because we didn't.
Yeah,
you did play the late game.
Yeah.
On Friday, it's a tough situation. It is. Stephen A. Smith was making a almost as if it was an excuse for them. I don't think the excuse. You can't make an excuse when you lose by 51. It's largest game one playoff victory ever in NBA history by a team. But his point was, and it is, you were in a tough situation where you played that later game on Friday. It's obviously emotional. You have to get down to OKC. But again, you can't go out there and put up 4-3.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Jaren Jackson Jr.
445-0929. You want to get your thoughts in on the Memphis Grizzlies. You guys know we do not take calls often, so this is a special occasion. Jason indeed did. He forecast this. He foretold it. Our first caller is Tony. Tony, you're on.
My right. I like special occasions, but on this one, man, I mean, I honestly think, man, something I've been saying for a long time, I think you got to get rid of Jaren Jackson. I never saw it with this guy. I think for sometimes in games he show up and he can score. He's okay defensively, but when you come to rebounding and things of that nature, Jaren just is not tough enough. And you got somebody that can rebound now with Edie. You just need another piece to go with him and Ja. Jaren rather stay outside and shoot, although I think he did take 9 shots inside. But you 6'11", and you can only make 2 out of 9. When it's tough, when it gets tough, Jaren is, like they say, he's invisible. And I think you can get some pieces for him. I think you can get something to help your team. I mean, let's face it. Brandon Clark is not going to be able to help you too much longer. Guy got 2 bad wheels now. So it's time to move on from some of these guys.
Appreciate the call, Tony.
445-0929 is the phone number. You want to get in on the Grizzlies.
39% for Jaren's playoff career.
Yeah.
From the field, 38.9%, 15 points per game.
This is Greg. Greg, you're on.
What's up, guys? What's up?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I think the quick turnaround had a lot to do with yesterday. I mean, they're not going to beat Oklahoma City. I don't care. They've lost, 9, 10 games in a row to them, something like that. But I think that had something to do with it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the big three aren't here. Well, at least one of them aren't here next year.
All right. Thanks for the call, Greg.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. I just think people are just so depressed, man. That's what it feels like to me.
I don't think you necessarily have to be depressed to believe that it might be, again, time to move on from at least one of the three pieces.
Yeah.
You could just be really, you know, in a place of reality.
Yeah.
Might need to be where we all need to be at this point.
Well, again, I think the part of it that is difficult is the path forward is not exactly obvious. It's not, in fact, I think it's not obvious at all. What can you even get? What kind of package can you put together?
Yeah.
What are you willing to do? You know, these are all questions that we don't have the answers to.
True, but my point would be if you wait until they're doing it, because if you continue to be rudderless and you go year after year, pretty soon, and particularly with Ja, you're going to have guys who don't believe anymore, and they're going to be asking. And once they're asking, John, to your point about all these questions about Hall, and you're right, we don't know the answers, your Hall is going to be lessened. Once they have asked for trades, your leverage is less. And so, again, right, if you're telling yourself, no, I can't even think about that, if they're untradeable, right, if you're telling yourself, you're fooling you. You need to be doing the homework, doing the due diligence now so you know what you can't afford is to dress this thing up again, put a little lipstick on it. You go into next year, whether it's with Isolo or whatever else, and you're getting same type of result because, in the end, the big three is not good enough against the better teams in this league. And then they're demanding a trade because they say, look at what they're doing with us with the coaching staff. Look at what the front office is doing. Then your leverage is even worse. So I'd rather not get there.
Yeah.
Rather get these questions answered. It's not for us to answer them, John. It's for Zach Kleiman. The point is he should be doing the work right now. That's what Sunday should be.
Yeah. 445-0929. We go to Ray. Ray, you're on.
Jason, John, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to trust the front office, man. We moved on from Marcus Smart. We got a little cap space. I mean, Jaren had a crappy game. Zach Edey's still young. Jalen Wells got a busted face. You know, I mean, you know, the dang floor fell out from underneath us. I mean, you know, 2 months ago, you know, before the trade deadline, you know, everybody was flying high. So, I mean, again, 50 points, yeah, but, you know, the sky ain't falling. I think let Zach Edey mature next year, you know, work on his hands, get a little bigger, and you know, and then we get some guys that we got healthy back. You know, again, it was tragic yesterday, but, you know, it ain't unexpected. I mean, again,
OKC is a good team for a reason. So that's my thoughts.
Ray, thanks for the call. Man, that's one perspective. Trust the front office, he says. I mean, I don't really know what else you can do at this point. But I don't know if I would say, like, you know, it looked incredible. I mean, you were the second seed, but you had fattened that record up on bad teams. We all knew that.
That was the thing about the 35-16, and the thing that was characteristic was you weren't beating the good ones, right? OKC, yeah. This was all year long. You even had a crack at them or two with all of the big three. And so you weren't, yes, the record looked good. Yes, the analytics looked good in terms of you were fourth in net rating for a big part of this season. A lot of that was against the bad teams, and when you went up against the best, we broke down the records.
Yeah,
you usually came up short, and so this is, yes, it's enlarged, it's sort of exaggerated by both, and I will. It is fair the situation having to play Friday night. I think our caller is right. I mean, you would expect a better effort, better energy. That's tough to finish Friday night in the late game, play the noon one on Sunday. I get all that. But it can't, it doesn't add up to 51 for me. Worst ever that we've seen in NBA playoff history when the big three is out there. It still should not be that one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been mostly that way for most of the season against this team.
445-0929. If you want to get in on your Grizzlies, we go to Brad. Brad, you're on.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Well, I'm a little deflated. It's like, to me, our big three, they don't care. You know, I mean, they don't care. Some games, yeah, they come out there, they show energy, but the most time, we're just out there doing whatever. And as far as Jaren goes, Jaren has been out there. He's been one of our most dependable players. I mean, people can bad-mouth him, and yeah, not the rebounding thing. That's fine. But he's been out there healthy, and he shows up. I mean, his offense, he's been defensive player of the year, you know. I mean, what are we doing with Jaren? It's just, I don't know. Someone's got to get these guys, and maybe this 51-point loss will shake them up, and maybe they will care. Because we got a great core. If they would play together all to their abilities, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. We were sick in the West not too long ago, and then here we are losing a 51 points. They just don't care. Anyway, that's what I got.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Yep.
What do you make of that? Do you think they care, Jason? I think they care. I just think they're up against an absolute, HGH.
I think it's possible that Jaren Jackson cares more about fashion and his off-the-court life than he does about being one of the best bigs in the league. I think that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that's a big charge coming after one playoff game, and oh boy, what a hot take. But again, I would say you're ready to lock in. Jaren, Defensive Player of the Year, yes, great defensive player. How much did it matter yesterday? It did. It.
Yeah.
OKC got whatever it wanted. You know, you lost your defensive identity. Yes, and I give Jaren all the credit. He's, you know, played most of the season, but you lost your defensive identity this year with him on the floor. Now you can't blame him for all that. The overplays and the three, the defense completely lost its face, but he was still in the middle of it, and you sucked.
Right.
So just yeah. this idea he's untradeable. I'm putting them all up. Ja's untradeable. Bane's untradeable. Because what I'm not doing is waiting on them to ask out of here before I've done my homework.
Right.
Before I've seen how it can be beneficial for me. I am measuring this based on my big three has to perform against, I don't care who it is in the playoffs, better than they did on Sunday. They could be playing back to back. I don't give a damn. They're young.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, you're on.
Hi. My problem is we can't get that kind of talent. It's why we had to take a dice throw on Marcus Smart and way back with Chandler Parsons. We just can't attract any kind of talent here in the free agency market. All three of these guys are draft picks. They were forced to come here, and we can re-sign them unlike another team, so we could give Jaren that big contract. We can only work around the fringes.
Yeah.
So we aren't like a Miami Heat.
I get it.
Getting LeBron James and Dwayne Wade down here. We can't do it.
Well, neither is Oklahoma City. And I think that's kind of got to be the mirror moment for you, is that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has taken Oklahoma City to be a destination franchise. people want to play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein signed there, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, so he signed there.
With a big old bag, though, almost overpaid. But you see, they didn't care because it completed them along with Caruso.
And he's been incredible for them, right? I mean,
absolutely.
His little, what was it, Legler called it, releasing the doves, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, it's unstoppable for them. And Caruso traded there. He wants to play there.
They
he's
put
engaged.
The right moves with the right picks. They had, you know, the draft picks and everything else. And then SGA was a slick trade, right?
I mean, Oklahoma City is not a better city than Memphis, okay? It's not a better market than Memphis.
No, but his points are right about you can't improve through free agency or whatever else. I mean, if your big three is better,
OKC
you're going to say.
Is all I'm saying.
But, OKC did with SGA, who they traded for? He was a Clipper, right? I mean, they ended up, and that's my point. Perhaps in a trade for Ja or Jaren, you find that next guy. No, you're not going to have him, but it has to come through that. He's right. You're not going to get a KD or a Jimmy Butler or something.
Not a star.
No, he's right. You're not going to improve the team that way.
You can't improve.
Can you use this big three that you've drafted to then go out and maybe get you more picks to maybe find the next star? Yes, you're not going to get a haul that's better than the player that you're trading out. We know that. We've been schooled on the NBA.
Yep.
Just don't take a Luka-like return that Dallas got, a fake return. They got one young player, no picks.
Yeah.
And they got an old man in Anthony Davis.
Right.
Ready to be right now. But my point is you can still get future picks. You can get young players for one of these guys.
Yeah.
And hope that that's going to lead to, not next year, but a better future.
Right.
Than the one you are getting right now with this big three that is in year 7 and year 6 for Jaren and Ja.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is that this window is closing.
What are we talking about? That's the one thing about just waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
Some of these things aren't changing.
You're on a rebuild.
And to your point, you keep waiting, the players are going to say, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Especially ones who would thrive in a big market in terms of everything their brand could be there.
Yeah, we're gonna take calls at the top of the hour 445-0929. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on.
What's going on, fellas? Man,
what's up, brother?
Happy Grizz Monday, right? Happy Grizz Monday.
Yes,
it's Monday.
I want to say this, man. Like, where's the balance between veteran leadership and leadership within guys that are peaked in the draft? Or young guys. Like, there's no balance. And that starts with climbing. I'm sorry. I was on board with saying the sky's not falling before All-Star break. But now the sky's falling, and we're back to talking about the same thing we talked about last year, where's the balance? There's no veteran leadership balance. There's nobody in the locker room giving. And we thought Marcus Smart was going to be there, but he wasn't even the veteran leadership at Boston. Everybody thought it was, but obviously it wasn't because they thought he was expendable, so they got rid of him. So I just don't understand people say Marcus Smart was going to be the answer. In order to be a leader in the locker room, you have to be valuable to the locker room. He wasn't valuable to in our locker room. Maybe at Boston he was to the players, but to the front office he wasn't. So who is in our front office or in the locker room that shows veteran leadership that we can say, this guy has done it before, Ja looks up to him, Jaren looks up to them, they value the... Who's in the locker room that's doing it? And we don't have that right now, which plays a part in the culture. There's no culture. There's no culture with the coaching because we don't have a coach right now. There's no coach in the locker room with the players other than... You know, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Jai and Bain, they're not even leading in the way we want them to lead because the guys up under them, they're not making an example. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Ron, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we've been talking about that with the next coach. But again, it's like when you have I don't know that the organizational hierarchy allows for that kind of coach to come in here and be a bull in a china shop. You know?
You mean like a Michael Malone type
push
back when it comes to the front office.
Yeah.
That's what clearly...
That would be tough in the short term, but maybe long term, you know, he would...
Well, I've always... The front office is going to have to be open to that. They, much like this big three we're discussing, they have to... Kleiman has to develop as well and be open to, okay, maybe it's just not analytics, right, and great contracts that's going to get me there. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is a little bit of that, you know, what the league has seen and been through. And that's what I would say, you know, whether it's, again, Kyle Anderson, DeAnthony, Marcus Smart, all those other guys. Here's the one thing. Those guys have been around. They've seen other front offices. They've seen ones that operate well. They've seen ones that have
sort of blown it when it comes from falling from a two seed to a play in.
Yep.
And so a lot of times you're going to say, you might hear from those guys, man, that's not how good front offices do business. And maybe you ship those guys out of there because they're not with your, as they used to call Taylor and Kleiman, you're not partners anymore. But maybe your way is not working. And all they're pushing on, what they're really saying is, you need to open up. You need to open up and try a different way. Again, Kleiman is a young GM. You're learning, whether you're a coach, whether you're front office experience is always the best teacher.
Yep.
His relationships in the league, in terms of, he didn't come up a basketball player, a coach, all that. And so he doesn't really have that part of it. That's where I'd hoped, again, a Tayshaun Prince helps you. But that caller's right.
Yep.
Whether it's leadership on this roster, okay, well, the big three don't want to seem to, you know, sort of do this and take it by the reins. Josh says he's doing it, or Maine says Jaron says he's doing, but it's really didn't see much of it on Sunday. Whether it's that or leadership in the front office experience there. Here's what you do now. You got it to good. Here's how you get it to great. Here are the moves we have to make. We have to get that DFS deal done. We have to put in that first pick. We can't waste two first-round picks on Marcus Smart. That experience bringing him in and having to ship him out. We can't do that.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to, you know, this clearly this organization is lacking. He's right about that.
Yeah. All right, a few more here. Let's go to Kareem. Kareem, you're on.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the call. I've been a season ticket holder since 2010. Mm. I'm going to start with that. Our biggest problem first is coaching. Okay? We're going to start with our previous coach. He should have been let go 4 years ago because when we picked him up, he was supposed to be a rebuild coach. But what kept saving his job? We got Jaron. And then next year we got Ja. And then the next year we got Des, but we was decimated before we got those three. You got to have a coach that's going to instill toughness in the players. Prime example, look how fast Houston turned around. Two, you have to engage your coach. I would have loved to see this team under Lionel Hollins. I would have loved to see this team when the Boston coach was available. We should have made a move for him. Some coaches have relationships with players. If you have the right coaches, some player want to play for a particular coach. Find us a real coach. Two, they need to get away from some of this analytics. And three, I say everybody on this team can be let go except for one, and that's 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.